from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Governor Mikey Sherrill continues to fight back against the Trump administration's ICE raids and policies. On Wednesday, the governor signed three new bills that push back against ICE. Sherrill says the bills are the product of community input and legislative deliberation.
They protect people's privacy and their rights. They strengthen trust between law enforcement and our communities. And they help make sure our government delivers for the people and the businesses it's meant to serve.
Under one bill, ICE agents will no longer be allowed to wear masks under most public interactions. Homeland Security officials say they will not follow that law, calling it unconstitutional and saying that it puts ICE agents at danger. The Central Regional Board of Education in Berkeley has decided to keep its policy of protecting the identities of trans students. Trans rights activists say the policy protects a vulnerable part of the population, but opponents argue parents have a right to know what's happening in their children's lives. The final vote was split 4-4. So the policy was left intact. New Jersey news brought to you by Earth Treasures. Gold prices are at historic highs. So if you ever thought about selling jewelry, now is the perfect time. At Earth Treasures Jewelers, selling isn't just about value, it's about trust. Earth Treasures Jewelers in the Michaels Plaza between Route 35 and 36 in Edentown. There appears to be a surge of moving activity in New Jersey.
A professional moving company called Safeway Moving says they have had a recent increase in demand for moving services. The company says residents are upgrading to larger homes, going to different apartments, or relocating within the same region. There's also been an increase in small commercial moves across the Garden State. The company points to growing moving activity in a number of places, including Jersey City, Hoboken, and Newark. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will tomorrow be this nice? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The big weather story here. A cold front arrives late tonight, driving in rain through tomorrow and a cool down. There aren't really any big alarm bells to ring regarding tonight and tomorrow's cold front. It'll be wet, breezy, and cooler. Other than rumbles of thunder and wind gusts to like 30 miles an hour, our weather will turn inclement but not necessarily dangerous. So this evening looks okay, but eventually a wave of rain will push in around midnight, give or take. Could be those rumbles of thunder. Temperatures fall to around 50 by daybreak and then into the 40s tomorrow afternoon. The morning looks wet with widespread scattered rain. We'll taper to lingering showers in South Jersey in the afternoon. Saturday, lots of sunshine but pretty cold and blustery. Highs only 40 to 45. Sunday will be better, sunny, highs lower to mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clark 72, Middletown 70, Atlantic City 63. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling. Cold weather, putting your old system to the test? Feel the difference real home comfort can make with Edison Heating and Cooling. Edison sells and services all makes and models. Family-owned and operated, Edison Heating and Cooling is the name families rely on. Visit EdisonHVAC.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.